Well, when we were real young, like elementary school or junior high school, we'd go out to university and watch the Gators practice and play and sell drinks at the football games and climb the fences. And we used to have a favorite weekend, until we got old enough to know better, a favorite weekend out there. There was a railroad spur track that came from Archer Road right up to the smokestack at the south end of the stadium where the engineering building is now. And they had a hand car that was there. And we would get Fritz Hartman and Bobby Burnham and myself and a kid named Edwin Esty, who moved away from Gainesville later. And I can't remember who else. The same bunch that used to climb the fence at Florida Pool to take a swim, and climb the fence behind the auditorium to raid the citrus grove. We'd get on that hand car and get to pumping it down the tracks until we got to this real high spot where there was a drop off of about 20 feet, and it was dirt. It wouldn't hurt you. It wasn't any rocks or anything or trees or anything. And we'd get that hand car going as fast as we could, and then dive off that hand car into the dirt and roll down the bottom of the hill.
Those were good days.
Oh, just real good days.
And the movie house, they had movie houses here in Gainesville.
Lyric Theater. Well, when we were real young, like elementary school or junior high school, we'd go out to university and watch the Gators practice and play and sell drinks at the football games and climb the fences. And we used to have a favorite weekend, until we got old enough to know better, a favorite weekend out there. There was a railroad spur track that came from Archer Road right up to the smokestack at the south end of the stadium where the engineering building is now. And they had a hand car that was there. And we would get Fritz Hartman and Bobby Burnham and myself and a kid named Edwin Esty, who moved away from Gainesville later. And I can't remember who else. The same bunch that used to climb the fence at Florida Pool to take a swim, and climb the fence behind the auditorium to raid the citrus grove. We'd get on that hand car and get to pumping it down the tracks until we got to this real high spot where there was a drop off of about 20 feet, and it was dirt. It wouldn't hurt you. It wasn't any rocks or anything or trees or anything. And we'd get that hand car going as fast as we could, and then dive off that hand car into the dirt and roll down the bottom of the hill.
Those were good days.
Oh, just real good days.